Bernie's father, one of the country's top throat surgeons, didn't object so violently to Sheila, but Ruth Fine continued to be horrified. She was the consummate mother. And when she discovered that Bernie hadn't been traveling alone in Europe the summer between his junior and senior years, but with his girlfriend, Bernie thought she'd have a stroke. Still, he was in love, and nothing could stop him from seeing Sheila. He surprised her on Valentine's Day with a beautiful little diamond ring he had bought for her, with money his grandparents had left him when they died. It was a small, neat, emerald-cut solitaire. It was only a carat and a half, but the stone was impeccable. The day he bought it, his chest felt tight. He was so excited all the way home. He had swept her off her feet, kissed her hard on the mouth, and thrown the red-wrapped box in her lap with a careless toss. "Try that on for size, kid." She had thought it was a joke and laughed until she opened it. And then her mouth fell open, and then she burst into tears. She had thrown the box back at him and left without a word. Nothing made any sense to him until she came back to talk about it late that night. They both had rooms, but more often than not, they both stayed in his. It was larger and more comfortable, and he had two desks. She stared at the ring in the open box. "How could you do a thing like that?" He didn't understand. Maybe she thought the ring was too big, or he'd spent too much money. "A thing like what? I want to marry you." His eyes had been gentle as he reached out to her, but she turned away and walked across the room. "I thought you understood. All this time, I thought everything was cool," Sheila said. "What the hell does that mean?" "It means I thought we had an equal relationship." "Well, of course we do. What does that have to do with anything?" "We don't need marriage. We don't need all that traditional garbage." She looked at him disgustedly, and he was shocked. "All we need is what we have right now for as long as it lasts." It was the first time he had heard her talk like that, and he was wondering what had happened to her. "And how long is that?" "Today? Next week?" she shrugged. "Who cares? What difference does it make? But you can't nail it down with a diamond ring." "Well, pardon me," but he was suddenly furious. He grabbed the box, snapped it shut, and threw it into one of his desk drawers. "I apologize for doing something so innately bourgeois. I guess my Scarsdale was showing again." She looked at him as though with brand new eyes. "I had no idea you were making so much of this." She looked puzzled by him, as though she suddenly couldn't remember his name. "I thought you understood everything." She sat down on the couch and stared at him as he strode to the window and then turned to look back at her. "No," he said. "You know something? I don't understand anything. We've been sleeping with each other for over a year. We basically lived together. We went to Europe together last year. What did you think this was, a casual affair?" "Not for him. He wasn't that kind of man, even at 21. "Don't use such old-fashioned words." She stood up and stretched, as though she were bored, and he noticed that she wasn't wearing a bra, which only made things worse. He could suddenly feel his desire for her mounting. "Maybe it's just too soon." He looked at her hopefully, led by what he felt between his legs as much as what he felt in his heart, and hating himself for it. "Maybe we just need more time." But she was shaking her head, and she didn't kiss him goodnight as she walked to the door. "I don't ever want to get married, Bern. It's not my bag. I want to go to California when we graduate and just hang out for a while." He could suddenly just imagine her there, in a commune. "What kind of life is hanging out? It's a dead end." She shrugged with a smile. "That's all I want right now, Bern." Their eyes held for a long time. "Thanks anyway for the ring." She closed the door softly as she left, and he sat alone in the dark for a long, long time, thinking about her. He loved her so much, or at least he thought he did. But he had never seen this side of her, this casual indifference to what someone else felt. And then suddenly he remembered how she had treated her parents the one time he had visited them. She didn't really seem to care a whole lot about what they felt. She always thought he was crazy when he called his folks or bought his mother a gift before he went home. He had sent her flowers on her birthday and Sheila had made fun of him, and now it all came rushing back to him. Maybe she didn't give a damn about anyone, not even him. She was just having a good time and doing what felt good at the time. And up until then, he had been what had felt good to her. But the engagement ring did not. He put it back in the drawer when he went to bed, and his heart felt like a rock as he lay in the dark alone, thinking of her that night.